Hefkish Koidme Havaya Shania Lakoidme Havaya Rishoina. But make a Hekish the same way this girl was before she got married the first time. Before she got married the first time, she only had a father. So Pshita then, the father could be made for her in the Dorim. Now she got married, but the husband died. So now she's like before the second Shidduch. So just like before the first Shidduch, the father could do it by himself. Now also, after the first husband dies, she's before the second Shidduch, again the father could do it by himself. That's this Makish Koidme Havaya Shnia LeKoidme Havaya Rishoina. We make this Hekish and say, Ma Koidme Havaya Rishoina. Just like before she got married the first time. Av Meifa L'chudei, the father was allowed to be Meifa by himself. That's Pshita. She's a daughter. She's not a Begeris yet. She's only an Ara. The father has the total Rishus over her. So that's this Diagov Emhoyasiya double Oshin that Av Koidme Havaya Shnia. Even though she got married once, but the husband died, and now she's before a second shidduch like, but a koponim, she's in a matzav now, at a time now with no husband, so lacharis av meifa l'chudei, that the father has the power to be meifa by himself. That's the drush of v'imhoya silish, it's like a double kedushin. What do you mean a double kedushin? So a makish, the same way she was before she got married the first time, that the father had the total power over her, even though she got married. When he dies though, the same way, again, the father has total power over her. So the Ran says, makish havaya rishon l'shniya kloima, shedin shniya kedin rishonu. Ma koid me rishon, just like before the first kedushin. Av meful chudei is av koid me shniya nami liyacha misa sabal. After the husband dies, is av meful chudei. That's the drush of Mhoya Silish. Now the Gemara asks, maybe no, Ema, maybe let's say like this. Hani mili, when do you make such a drusha? Binidorim shelo nirli yoris. Maybe only a neder that she did not make yet. In other words, that the husband did not hear about it at all. That's called Shlanir Lioris. That either she didn't make it at the time when the husband was alive, or even if she made it, but maybe only if the husband did not hear about it. Avo benedorim Shlanir Lioris. But maybe in a case, like here, where she was married, and the husband heard about the neder, but he just wasn't Mekayimit yet, he didn't do anything yet. And then he died right after he heard it. Maybe in such a case, since though the husband heard about it, so like he had a power on this neder, maybe now, loy motzi mefer. Maybe now if the husband dies, so the father can't take over. Maybe loy motzi mefer av, maybe the father can't be mefer by himself. It's true you have a posik imho yasiya, but maybe only like, just like before she got married the first time. When she made a neder then, it was only by the father. The husband wasn't around yet. So maybe after the first husband died, maybe it's also only the same way. On such a neder that the first husband did not hear about. But maybe a neder that the first husband heard about. So it seems like he had the power to do something, even though he died right away, maybe now the father does not get his power over it. Like how do you know from the Tekish, even in the case when the husband heard about it? And the Ran says, Eima ha'nemidu b'nadarmish o'nir l'yoros. Dumya de kudushe havaya rishayna. De kaidme havaya rishayna. Just like before she got married the first time. Shla nirli yoris. Nobody heard about the neder yet. Only the father. But maybe Ava benedorim shenirli yoris kolema. Sheshama oisam kaidim shemes. Maybe if the husband, when he was alive still, he heard that his wife made a neder. So that's cool. The husband has the power to do something. So even if he died right away, liyoy lemembalach lemotzi mefer. Maybe now when he dies, the father doesn't get total power. Because since the husband heard about it, so it's not like before the first Kedushin. Before the first Kedushin, nobody else was there, only the father. But here she got married and the husband heard about it. Maybe even though the husband dies, the power does not go back to the father. Maybe the father can't do it by himself. Only in a case where the husband didn't hear about the neder. So this the Gemara answers, even the Dorim Shlanir Lioris. If you want to tell me only in a case that the husband did not hear about the neder, and then the husband dies, so that the father could do it, so the Gemara answers from this, Mibunureho Beisa Vianavka. That's Pshita. Like if the husband never heard about the neder, and then the husband dies, so who's Allah? Who's here now? Only the father. So Pshita, the girl now is called Mibunureho Beisa Via. She's called back by her father's house. So Pshita, the father could be made for. We're talking about the husband died, not the father. So Mela, if the husband dies, we're saying now, and the husband didn't hear about the neder, so that's Pshita, that the Pasuk says, Mibunureho Beisaviyah, that that's pshita the father could be made for him. So Melo, you only need the posik of imho yosi eliyish to say that just like before the first kedushin, the father could do it. Now also after the first kedushin, after the husband died, the father could also do it. You only need it in a case where the husband true heard about the neder and the husband had a power to do something here. Just he died right away. So in such a case, even in that case, still when the husband dies, the power of the neder goes back totally to the father, and therefore the father could be made. Because otherwise, that's treated of an Ere Beisavir, we know. That is, if the husband never heard about it, so it's like the husband wasn't here, so Pshita the father could do it by himself. So you only need this Pusik where the husband did hear about it. And still the Pusik says, Vimho Yusiliish, that still the father could do it by himself. But then the end of the Mishnah says, but Bazeh Yofa Koyachav Mikoyachabal. There's a way though that, this way, Taika, the father is better than the Baal. But then in the Sefer, it's not that way. In the Sefer, though, we say the opposite. In the Sefer, we say the husband is more stronger than the father. In the case where she's a begeris, when the girl becomes 12 and a half years old, so now the father has no more power over her. The father can't be made for the Nedarim. Mashen Kane, the husband could be made for the Nedarim. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what is the case talking about? Hechidami, how are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, She Kitcho Kishinara, that the husband married her when she was a Nara, Ubogra, and she became a Bagaris. That's what we're talking about now. In other words, the husband married her when she was a Nara. So at that time, two people were over her. At that time, when she made the neder, the father was around, she was still a Nara, and the husband was around. She's a Rishosav, she's a Rishosabal. So and then what happened? And then she became a Bagaris, Ubogra. So Gemara, yes, that can be the case. Michti, let's see. Halacha is Misa Moitzia. If the father dies, it takes him out. Misa Moitzia. Ubegeris Moitzia. Now, when the father dies, we had before, let's say she's still a Nara, and she's married. So we had before in the Mishnah, if the father dies, then the husband does not get the power anymore. The husband cannot be made for the nether by himself. So they can't be afar anymore. That's called Misa Moitzia. Now, Ubegeris is also Moitzia. Mirishusav. Even if the father's still alive, but once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she's a begeris, she goes out of the father's rishus. The father has no more power over her. So why don't we say, just like ma misa leinus reitnu rishus labal, just like when the father dies, even though she's still a nara, but the father's power does not get thrown back to the husband, that the husband cannot be made for by himself. So it should be the same here also. Af begeris leinus reitnu rishus labal. We should say the same svara, that when the girl becomes a bageris, so she goes out of the freshus of the father. The father has no more power over. So what do you want to say? Now the husband could be made for by himself. But why? Look, we should say the same svara, that the father's power never gets thrown back to the husband. So since at the time when she made the neder, she was a nara, and at that time we needed two people to be made for this neder, the father and the husband, maybe when she comes to Bagera, she goes out of the father's rishus, so that rishus cannot be given over to the husband. So the husband should not be able to do it by himself. So why does the Mishnah say he could? And the Ran says, Michti, Misa Maitzi Mishasat, Techivan Shemais Pokas Chusei. When the father dies, his chus goes away. Flemotzil Harish the bottom. He doesn't give it over to his children. Fenafkulam Midachsiv Nezachalta Moisim of Nechem. Flois Chus Nezachal of Nechem. The din Yerush is only upon property or upon Avodim, but not upon your daughters. That the father has a rishus over his daughter, when the father dies, he does not give it over to his children either. Now, Ubegeris is also Metzi Meshusav. Tiachsiv Nurehe Beisavia. Flois Begeris. That the daughter is only in your rishus when she's in Ara. When she becomes a Begeris, she's out of the father's rishus. So why don't I say, Af Bagaris Loinisweik Rishus Labal? Kivan the Chalale Rishus Av. Mekame Bagaris, since before she became a Bagaris. Dok Yishakitsha Narahevi. When she got married first, she was only a Nara. So there was a father involved and a husband involved. So why don't we say, when she becomes a Bagaris and she goes out of the power of the father, that's it? And why don't we say, now the husband can't do it himself? So that's the way it should be. So this can't be Pshan HaMishnah. HaMishnah can't be talking about that she made a neder when she was first by Mikadish, when she was a Nara, and later she became a Begeris. Because if that was the case, that the neder took place when she was a Nara, then when she becomes a Begeris, the husband cannot be made for by himself. But rather, the Mishnah is talking about Elo Shekitsha Kishiba Geris, that the husband went over to marry this girl after she was 12 and a half years old. So if so, now the father's not here at all. Since the father's not in the picture, the only one that here was only the husband. So Pshita then, the husband has a right to be made for the Nadarim. That's the parsha in the Torah. So the Rani Elo Shekitsha Kishiba Geris. Uboyis Lameimah. Since there's no father around now, even though the locher is a regular oris, cannot be made for his wife's nadarim. The din of to be made for your wife is only by an isuya, or at least when you're supporting her. Then there's always a pinchas of svara that an isha is nadaris adas baila. Since the husband supports her, the isha's nadarim is always telling the husband. But just by an oris, you don't have that svara. So Ran says, good. So let's wait until there's a time when the Chum said that the Oris has to be Mefarnes his wife. Since from then on the husband has a Chiyah to Mefarnes his wife, from then on the husband could be made for his Nadarim. That's what we're talking about now, where the husband married this Bagera. She's over 12 and a half. She's 13 years old. The husband married her. So true, the first, we'll see, month before, before there's a Chiyah Mezainais, before the husband has to support her, that's not as man to be made for the Durham yet. But once it comes the time when the Baal has to feed his wife, the Mezoinus, Damas we say the Svaro, Kondera das Baal, he no deris, then he could be Mefarnes. Then the Baal will be able to be made for the Durham. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's the case that the Baal, when he marries the Bageris, he could be made for by himself without the father. Fred Gemara, Tanina Chodezimna. Now that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. This Chiddush we learned one time already. We learned the Mishnah later. Habayeris sheshosa yud beis chodesh. No. The Ran's mashma this. That's one kasha. One kasha that there's a Mishnah later that says trita. The Ran says otinina chodesimna beyar pirka fetati lomli. This is one kasha. Like there's a Mishnah later that says clearly that when you have a bageris, avada the Baal could be made from the Dorim by himself. There's no father around anymore, so pshita the Baal could be made for. This is one kasha by itself. The Ran says though, but But before we finish off the kasha, the Gemara right away goes to ask the kasha. It says how bagerish shoshos yud beis chodesh. It says what? No, this is good. Tanina could be learned one time later. How bagerish shoshos yud beis chodesh. That if you marry a bageris and after they wait 12 months. That's the zman when the Chum gave them, that from then on the husband has to feed his wife. So then since he has to be a partner as his wife, from then on the nadarim that she makes, the Baal can be made for by himself. So go to the kashrus, first of all, there's a Mishnah later about a bageris that the husband could do it by himself. Why do we need a second Mishnah here? Now the Gemara goes to ask another kashra on that Mishnah later. Hagufa kashra. We have a kashra on the Mishnah later. Or Marathi, you're telling me, habageris is shoshashnei mosachodish. That if a bageris waits 12 months, that's after the husband married her. He married her, Kedushin. Yes. And didn't make Nisuyin yet. So if they wait 12 months, the locher is, even though he doesn't make Nisuyin yet, there's a takaras chachomim that he has to be Mefarnasa. So once he has to be Mefarnasa, then the locher is, any Nadarim she makes, the husband could be Mefer. So the question is though, why do you have to wait 12 months though? For the Gemara, bageris lomeli shnei mosachodesh. Bageris belamed yom sagilo. The Gemara later says, by a bageris, all you need is just 30 days, 1 month. That's the din of yud beis chodesh. That's only by an ara. By an ara, there's a loch you have to wait yud beis chodesh. But by a bageris, though, all you have to wait is just 30 days. Once they wait 30 days, that was dozman to mafanasu. Like the Rani, it's the Gemara later. So let pasachem the bageris elishloshim yom. How much you need. But I call upon Rav Nakash, you don't really need a complete 12 months. So my answer is Anachanami. Tani learn like this. Bageris, that's one case. And the case when you're Makadish or Bageris could be you only need 30 days. And then, Vishashos, you'd be Schadish. And the case when you married an Ara. And then you waited Yud Beis Chodesh, that's also the locha. That since you waited Yud Beis Chodesh, now the zman when the husband has to be Mefanis his wife, when you have to be Mefanis your wife, that's the locha that now the Nadarim she makes is called Adas Baila, and therefore the husband could be made from Nadarim. But So the kopos more mikol malkum kasha. Kopos still to kasha. Like if that's the case of our mission here, we're talking about where the husband married her when she's already a bageris. And telling me now the chiddush is that the husband could be meifer in the darim. Kasha is like pshita. There's no father around, and that's a mishnah later. So what do you have to have two mishnahs for if he marries her when she's a bageris? Mikol malkum kasha. So first the Gemara answers the boy is saying mahocha dafka. I'll tell you really over here the chiddush is about a bageris or bageris katani. Hossam mishum the boy yiflugi reb lozav rabbonin. Really, the ikka mishnah about a begeris should be our mission here. It's not a kasha why he says it again over there. The main place is our mission here. Why does it have to repeat it a mishnah later? It repeats it later. It's time to tell us there machlekes reb lozav rabbon. The Ran says the boy yisayim a begeris tocha dafka. Why does it repeat it again later? That when you marry a begeris. Mishum the boy yiflug reb lozav rabbonin. Shemach hodi v'tonil lo lashminon. The lav divri hakoli. We'll see later. About this, the machlokes of reb lozav rabbonin. That's why the mishnah repeats it later about a begeris. But the ikka mishnah about a begeris is over here by us. The boy is saying another teretz is begeris dafka. Maybe if I can't later, the ikka is about a begeris. V'yadi the nosav reishu bazer nosav sefer nami bazer. There could be now mishnah taka. The reason why it says this. Since the Mishnah starts saying off that Bazez, Koyach, Ha'av over the Baal, the Mishnah just wants to end off, there's another place that the Baal has a bigger Koyach over the father. But really, this Sefer is not such a Chiddush over here. Because the Ikka place is the Mishnah later. It says this Chiddush, that a Bageris, when you marry a Bageris, the husband by himself can be made for Nadorim. But the reason why our Mishnah says it a second time like, is mainly because of the Reisha. Once we say that in this way, by Nisraitna, the father has a bigger power over the husband, the Mishnah Sam wants to end off is there, and this way it's the opposite way. So it's not a kasha where it says this Kedushim in both places. But that's a core point of the Maskan here though. When do we say by a Bageris that the father could be made for the Baal, could be made for Nadorim, when he married her after she was a Bageris? But if he married her when she's only 12 years old, and then she became a Bageris, then Taka the Baal could not be made for those Nadorim. Because since the father had a power over her, when she becomes a Bagera, she goes out of the Rishus, her father, and the husband never gets the power of the father. Therefore, in that case, Taka, the husband, could not be Mefer. But the case that the husband could be Mefer is where he married her when she was a Bagera.